Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. You want reputation? You want locally owned? You want an impeccable record? You want Cooper Systems. For the best in computer repair, virus removal, data recovery, cracked screens, for active customers, they'll even come to your house to repair your computer. Cooper Systems also has great deals on new and refurbished PCs and Apple Macs, desktops, laptops, and printers and monitors, too. For all of your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Parish speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Ben Doyle producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Well, Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you don't ever jump in those Twitter streets and take a shot at the University of Memphis. Try to make a joke about the University of Memphis, because if you do, and Lester Quinones sees it, he might come for your throat. Went after Admiral Schofield last night. After Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams, former UT stars, were having a chuckle at the expense of Penny's Tigers. We'll get into that Memphis UT Twitter war momentarily. But first, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. Keith Easterwood is my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. He is the nation's leading authority in hobos, heroes, and street corner clowns. He knows Sam Sausagehead. They FaceTime sometimes. He's going to join me in the next segment. We'll talk about a number of things, including a five-star center, Musa Cisse. It is now, I've confirmed, he's not only in Memphis, he is going to enroll at Lausanne. There was some question about whether he would actually attend Lausanne, even if he was committed to moving to Memphis. But he was at the school today. I have sources at the school. He's at the school today and has been accepted. We'll start classes tomorrow. Keith Easterwood will join me in about 20 minutes. We'll dig into that a little bit. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point we're going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Baker Mayfield said he has no idea why the Giants drafted Daniel Jones where they drafted Daniel Jones. Weird thing to say, unsolicited. I agree with him, but is it a smart thing to say if you're also a young NFL quarterback? We'll get into that around 4:44. Antonio Brown has filed another grievance against the NFL, still wants to wear an old helmet that's not allowed. If the goal is to confirm you're an absolute maniac, like, mission accomplished. Either way, he did practice with the Raiders today, according to John Gruden. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. MLL announced today St. Louis is getting an expansion team. It was first reported last week, but now it is official. MLS coming to St. Louis. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Mick Cronin got a huge commitment today. The number one point guard in the class of 2020 is headed to UCLA. I'll tell you about him during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins is just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Lester Quinones going at Admiral Schofield on Twitter last night. At this point, I'm sure most people who are active on social media have seen this. So it starts over the weekend. A guy named Jonathan Blue retweeted a video or tweeted a video of the Memphis basketball team and one of the teams that Memphis played in the Bahamas, you know, going back and forth at each other. And he described it this way: college basketball is here, and a fight breaks out at the Bahamar resorts between Memphis and the national team from the Bahamas. Now, it was a bad tweet, if only because, like, it's not accurate. There was no fight. It was two teams, players from each, going back and forth at each other verbally, but there was no fight. Nobody threw a punch. You can't have a fight if nobody throws a punch. I mean, you might as well just tweet, college basketball is here. A mass shooting breaks out between Memphis and the Bahamas. Like, that's just as accurate as it was a fight. Like, if you're going to try to get people's attention, just go all the way with it. Hey, the gunfire at the Memphis exhibition game. Like, there was no gunfire. There was no fight. It was just players from each side verbally going back and forth at each other. It escalated and then was de-escalated pretty quickly. But either way, it led to a bunch of fight comments. And Grant Williams retweeted the Arthur Fist meme and, you know, with the crying emojis, which is clearly in reference to Penny Hardaway last season, saying that the Tennessee basketball players, when Tennessee defeated Memphis inside FedEx Forum, Penny Hardaway said that at one point the Tennessee players were coming over with their balled up fist. So Grant Williams tweets the fist and crying emoji. And then Admiral Schofield jumps on and replies, "We really did spank them, though," crying emoji, crying emoji. And that's where it sat for like 2 days. It was just sort of a Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, two former teammates having fun with each other. But then last night, at precisely 6:57 p.m., Lester Quinones, the Memphis freshman, decides to join the conversation. He retweeted the Admiral Schofield, "We really spanked them, though," tweet, and type the following: "Come to Knoxville for the game this year if the Go-Go's don't have a game that night." which is obviously hilarious. I think partly because, people who don't know, the Go-Go's are the G League team of the Washington Wizards. Admiral Schofield has signed a contract with the Washington Wizards. He was a 42nd pick in the 2019 NBA draft. Like, if it was you know, any other G League team name, like, maybe it doesn't resonate,
right?
There's something funny about Go-Go's. Come to Knoxville for the game this year if the Go-Go's don't have a game that night. But it's mostly funny because it is rooted in real stuff. Like, to me, the best jabs you can take at somebody are jabs that, if you said it seriously, it would still be like a truthful or possibly truthful statement. Like, it's all rooted in real stuff. It's not like the classic go at somebody and exaggerate whatever. It's like, he really could come to the game that night in Knoxville unless he is with the Go-Go's and tied up with his own game.
It's all accurate.
Those are the funniest ones. When people can goof on you by taking facts, factually correct statements that also, when presented in a certain way, come across as a punch to your throat. Like, I don't know if you ever watch those Comedy Central roast?
Yes.
It's okay. There was one several years ago, probably, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, with James Franco.
Yes. And so that was one of the best ones.
Okay. So do you remember Jonah Hill? Jonah Hill was involved in it. And the way these things work, James Franco is the target of the main part of the roast. But when the roasters get up there, they first, like, they'll take a shot at some of the other people.
Everyone.
Who are on stage,
yeah.
Right? And so Jonah Hill gets up there. This is what it reminded me of, or at least it's an example of you hit somebody with factual statement that is also hilarious, which is what Quinones did with Admiral Schofield last night. So Jonah Hill is on the mic, and he says, "And here's my guy, Bill Hader. I love Bill Hader." That's the way they always start, right? And he goes, "You know, Bill, of course, was on Saturday Night Live and was a star. And when he decided to leave, everybody was like, what is he doing? He's never going to work again. Why would he quit SNL? He's never going to get anything good again. And he goes, but what did my boy Bill do? He went out and booked a T-Mobile commercial. He got himself a T-Mobile commercial. Who's laughing now, Lorne Michaels? My man Bill here is doing commercials for the fourth largest cell phone provider in the country. And everybody's cracking up. Why? Because it was like...
It's all true.
It's all true. Right. He quit SNL, and next thing you see Bill Hader doing is T-Mobile commercials.
Oh, dude, they took those so far. There was the one with... what's his guy? The guy that dated Ariana Grande.
Pete Davidson.
Oh, my God. And, you know, his dad died in 9/11. Right. And they're just like, they're not even making jokes. They're like, if Pete's dad died in 9/11, yeah. Sorry, Pete. Yeah. Like, that's the joke. It's like, oh, my God.
No, I was dying when, because, like, that is exactly what happened to Bill Hader. He was on Saturday Night Live. He quit. And usually, if you're going to quit that thing, you quit it because you're Chris Rock. And
right.
You're about to go do big comedy specials and big movies. Or you quit it because you're Eddie Murphy. Or you quit it because you're Chevy Chase. And you're about to go be a big film star.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do something bigger than what Saturday Night Live provides for you. Like, Bill Hader quit, and next thing you see him doing is T-Mobile commercials. It's like, oh, my God. Now, obviously, in the subsequent years, he's gone on to do amazing things.
Yes.
He's a writer on South Park. He created Barry, which is a hilarious HBO series. He's won an Emmy, lots of Emmys mm-hmm. for Barry. So, like, Bill Hader's fine. But in that moment... He was a guy who quit Saturday Night Live to do T-Mobile commercials, and that in and of itself, when presented a certain way, is hilarious. Jonah Hill got Bill Hader with that. It is similar to what Lester Quinones did with Admiral Schofield last night. Again, the tweet, come to the game in Knoxville this year if the Go-Go's don't have a game that night.
Freaking Go-Go's.
So as far as taking shots at people, it is it's an effective one. It was good because Admiral Schofield, he might end up on the Wizards roster, but he could also end up in the G League playing for the Go-Go's. That seems to be up in the air. So then the question becomes, all right, good shot. Like if you're just, you know, tied to the idea you're going to take a shot, that's a pretty good one to take.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could have cleaned it up a little bit, but it's basically – like, what the material's there.
It was solid.
It was solid. And the question becomes, should you have done it? And I would argue no, for a few different reasons. One, just let it go. Like, you had nothing to do with that. Like, Lester Quinones is a freshman on the men's basketball team. That means that when Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield are goofing about Memphis and goofing about we spank them, though, it's got nothing to do. That's another team. I just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or if I wanted to chime in, I would acknowledge, hey, yeah, you beat a team that was largely recruited by the worst recruiter in the history of the University of Memphis men's basketball program, Tubby Smith. You didn't beat a real Memphis basketball team. We got a real Memphis basketball team now. We're looking forward to playing the Vols again. I'd maybe go that direction. If I just felt like I had to sit it out, I mean, if I just had to get involved, but I'd probably not get involved. What I wouldn't do, and keep in mind, this is what I wouldn't do as a 42-year-old as opposed to what somebody did as an 18, 19-year-old. So, there's obviously, with years comes, hopefully, wisdom. So I probably wouldn't have done it. Maybe I would have if I were 18, 19 years old. But the biggest reason I wouldn't have done it is because... Here's the truth. I love Lester Quinones. I think he's going to be.
I know where you're going with this.
I think he's going to be terrific.
Uh huh.
I think he's probably going to start for a preseason top 10 team as a freshman. Odds are he'll never have the career Admiral Schofield had. Like the odds of Lester Quinones being Admiral Schofield, either in college or as an NBA prospect,
mm-hmm.
are not good. Like, Admiral Schofield, think about what he was for a second. First team All-SEC, honorable mention, All-American, played for an SEC champion, played on back-to-back teams as a junior and senior that were top three seeds in the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
As a senior, went to the Sweet 16 with a team that was previously ranked number one in the country. Like, even if Lester Quinones is everything he's supposed to be,
he probably won't be that. He's a borderline top 60 player in the class of 2019.
He might be a go-go one day.
If he's lucky. You know? Do you think Lester Quinones will ever be a top 45 pick in the NBA draft? He might. I'm not ruling it out. I'm just saying, blindly, if I told you somebody that was ranked in the 50s in his high school class, do you think that guy's ever going to be a top 45 pick in the NBA draft? You would say no, blindly.
Yeah, okay.
The odds of somebody rated coming out of high school where Lester Quinones is rated coming out of high school, the odds of that person being a top 45 pick are not good. More likely than not, that player, forget whether it's Lester Quinones or the guy rated one spot ahead of him or one spot below him, just people in that range do not normally go on to become top 45 picks in an NBA draft. So you are goofing on somebody's possible G League status when you'll be lucky to ever have the college career and probably pro career that that person already has. Like, okay. Like, if I'm Admiral Schofield, I'm like, okay, get your jokes off, kid. But, like, you think you ever going to be picked in the top 45 of an NBA draft? I ain't seen your name on no mock draft. I mean, maybe you will. You probably got teammates who will. But you think you goofing on me? I'm a top 45 pick in an NBA draft who signed a three-year NBA contract. I might spend some time with the Go-Go's. You're right. But we'll just look up in a few years. We'll see if you ever are picked in the top 45 of the NBA draft. We'll see if you can avoid possible appearances in the G League. It's a guy looking up at somebody, clowning on where that guy is without acknowledging you'll probably be lucky to ever be where he is. You see this all the time in our profession. Like people looking up at people who are more successful, more accomplished, better compensated, more awarded, and they go, that guy sucks. Like you got some guy in small market radio looking up at Colin Cowherd, going, Colin Cowherd sucks. Colin Cowherd doesn't. You would kill to be Colin Cowherd. Like, and Colin Cowherd sucks. Maybe Colin Cowherd's not for you, but he doesn't suck.
Right.
You ain't him. If you were, you wouldn't be where you're at. Jim Rome sucks. Maybe Jim Rome's not for you. Clearly doesn't suck. You can't become Jim Rome. There used to be this college kid who was clearly a journalism student. He would tweet me all the time. And it was like tweeting me or tweeting about me. He was like obsessed with me. And it was all negative. Gary Parrish sucks. Gary Parrish doesn't know anything. And it was to the point where I would usually just mute that person. Like, I don't need to deal with it. But I was like, he's like 20 years old. And he's like, he's pursuing a career in my profession. And I finally just like sent him a note, like a direct message. And I was like, listen, hey, clearly you don't like me. I don't know exactly why. And that's fine. Perhaps some of what you're tweeting's right. But just some advice from somebody who's actually made it in the career that you're pursuing. Yelling at people who probably have careers that are better than the career you're probably going to have seems weird to me, particularly when I'm also the type of guy who, let's say one day it was your dream to work at CBS. I'm the type of guy who could say, no, we're not hiring that guy. you're not accomplishing anything by doing this.
Right.
It's first off, like my career is probably better than your career is going to be. Like you'll probably never do the things that I do. And you're yelling at me from down there? And then you're going to try to become some version of this? Like, it's not smart. So, I don't know who else you hate, but, like, I'd keep it to yourself because you might be popping off to somebody who could have influence over your career at some point. Like, yelling up at people who are at a place you're trying to get to and probably won't get to has always been a weird thing to me. And that is, on some level, what Lester Quinones did last night. Goofing on Admiral Schofield's career when, in truth, Admiral Schofield has had an amazing career. Again, All-American, first team all conference, back-to-back teams, top three seeds, NCAA tournament, on a team ranked number one in the country, on a team that advanced to the second weekend and picked in the top 45 of a NBA draft. Most four-star prospects like Lester Quinones are not going to be top 45 picks in NBA draft. So goofing on that when you're unlikely to ever do that seems a little weird. But let's just chalk it up to sometimes teenagers tweet things that teenagers tweet. Either way, it does add to the intrigue around this rivalry, around this game. It'll be a storyline if Memphis goes up there and takes a loss, which is another reason maybe I would have stayed out of it, because like Tennessee's going to be good. Not as good as they were, but still probably preseason top 25 team. You're going into Knoxville in front of 18,000 people. Like, that's going to be a hard game to win. And if you don't win it, which would be totally reasonable, incredibly young team on the road, hostile environment, like you lose those games more often than not. If you lose it now, that tweet's going to get retweeted over and over and over again. But from my perspective, hey, I'm here for it. Anything that adds drama to sports, anything that adds drama to a rivalry, like I'm interested in it. I don't know if I would have personally wanted to be involved in it, but strictly from my perspective as an observer, it just makes what was already going to be an interesting game a little bit more interesting. Keith Eastwood's up next.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. If you're in need of a roof, there's no better place to start than Five Ash Roofing. No matter what your situation is, we have you covered. We can walk you through the insurance process without committing fraud like many of my competitors. You'd be surprised how many times salesmen and contractors will manufacture storm damage just so they can get a sale. We do residential, multifamily, and commercial work. We're certified in every form of roofing we offer. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingle, and we don't charge extra for that, and to my knowledge, there's no other roofing company in Memphis offering that level of security. And if that's not enough, we offer a best price guarantee. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing, it's what we do.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales, Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
I want to tell you about a guy named Bear. That's not his real name. His real name is Christopher Ellis, but everyone at Oak Hall just calls him Bear. Bear grew up in Munford, and he remembers in sixth grade he got a brown leather jacket with a silk lining for Christmas. That leather jacket was from Oak Hall, and Bear told me it was the first time that he remembers actually owning something nice, something special, of deep quality, and how different that made him feel. Well, Bear grew up, and he got married, and he had a beautiful daughter, and he tried a career in banking, and he realized that banking wasn't for him, but he remembered that jacket, and he contacted Oak Hall about maybe getting a job there, and he's been helping people find their own quality clothing ever since. That's what Oak Hall is all about. As Bear put it, we're lucky because we get to sell the best clothes in the world to the best people in the world. The right clothing just feels different, and it makes you feel different. Someone at Oak Hall helped Bear's parents pick out that brown leather jacket, and because they got it exactly right, Bear remembers that Christmas to this day. And now when you stop in at Oak Hall, Bear will help you find what makes you feel the way he felt. So go see the incredible people at Oak Hall, but if you do, don't ask for Christopher Ellis, ask for Bear.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursday through Sundays. Just get your coupon at Kroger.com or on the app. More ways to save. It's easy. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year on internet and TV.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus, even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 5th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on internet and TV with the top four networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. With 2 years of DVR service and 1 year of Showtime included. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New extra TV and Blast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2 year agreement term and 1 year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades.
Got a tweet from Pooh during the break about the Lester Quinones, Admiral Schofield back and forth. He asked the following question. You don't think Lester Quinones has a decent chance to surpass what Admiral Schofield's done? Even if it takes him the same 4 years it took Admiral? Like, am I speaking Chinese? I don't know how to say it any more clearly than I said it. Follow me here. Lester Quinones, I think, is terrific and is going to be terrific. He's also a borderline top 60 prospect in the class of 2019. The odds of a borderline top 60 prospect in his high school class ever becoming first-team all-conference, an All-American, and a top 45 pick in an NBA draft are not good. It doesn't mean that it can't happen, but what are you even talking about? Just from a numbers perspective, it is unlikely that somebody rated as a borderline top 60 prospect is going to become a top 45 pick in an NBA draft. That is undeniable. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It doesn't mean it won't happen with Lester Quinones. But is it likely to happen? No, it's not likely to happen. Keith Easterwood is a local basketball expert. He's the nation's leading authority. Hobos, Heroes, Street Corner Clowns. He knows Sam Sausage Head. Making the big interview.
Keith Easterwood is presented by Old Dominic Distillery. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
He ran.
Yep.
Die, Brad. Die.
Local basketball expert talking Hobos, Heroes, and Street Corner Clowns on 92.9's Gary Parrish Show.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
You know, I've been melancholy, and so I've been listening to Ruffin and all that. But I'm going to tell you this. So going back to – I'm going to take y'all back. We're going back in time. When Jack Eaton did Tiger basketball, and we did the Ohio Valley Conference and Drake and Bradley. And, you know, my mom would be like, turn the radio off, turn the radio off. And I'd get on the cover, and I'd listen to him. And I kept up with my Tigers, man, because – the newspaper, you know this, gear, you know the business, and I know the business, and we know the Wire, and, you know, we'll be 2 days behind on the damn story because the story was so late, you know. And, but this stuff in the Bahamas, man, was so cool, man. So for all you young people, oh, like Drew Hill, I love Drew Hill. That's my – yeah. And so – and then and die, whatever you did, what you did, blocking whatever. But so I had to keep up with Go Tigers Go, the box score. Had to keep up with Drew Hill. Had to keep up with Jeff Calkins, who I love to death. And some guy from the commercial field, I have no idea who the hell he is. And so Mike Sadie. And so I don't want to forget nobody. I ain't trying to be negative. At this point in my life, I got to go to the doctor tomorrow at 10. I got to go the next day at 12:30. I ain't trying to be negative toward nobody. But I've come this whole fruition of listening to radio to Jack Eaton, who I love to death. My mom met Jack Eaton, thank goodness. And then you go through this stuff here of what's going on in the Bahamas, and then you think about it as a coach, and I think Penny got what he wanted out of it in terms of just personalities and people. And so it's a neat time, man. It's a neat time. It's a great time. Tiger football is going to be great. I'm coming in for the Ole Miss game. I've got 4 tickets to the Memphis at UT Knoxville basketball game. I won't tell you how I did that, but I got it. And so it's all good, brother. How you doing?
I'm great. I got no complaints in the world. Let's focus on that Memphis-Tennessee thing for a second because it's a rivalry. The game was going to be big no matter what because it's Penny Hardaway going into Knoxville for the first time. After telling Rick Barnes to get the F out of here. But it gets taken to another level last night because Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams were sort of goofing on, you know, Penny's right. comment about, you know, the Tennessee players had balled up fist. And then Lester Quinones jumped on and told Admiral Schofield to come to Knoxville for the game this year if the Go-Go's don't have a game that night. The Go-Go's, of course, being the Washington Wizards G League affiliate. As I pointed out in the opening segment, like, I don't really understand goofing on somebody's career, which is essentially what he's doing. He's calling Admiral Schofield a G League player when, based on where Lester Quinones is ranked coming out of high school, he is unlikely to have the career that Admiral Schofield has. It's just true. It doesn't mean he can't have it, but people rated where he's rated don't usually get drafted in the top 45 in NBA draft. I don't think I would have said it, but now that he did, it just sort of adds to the Memphis Tennessee thing, and it's going to be a fun. It's going to be a fun road trip.
Yeah, so as you know, I mean, I reached out to somebody who the Tennessee staff left me 2 tickets, the Memphis staff, my brother has Tennessee season tickets, so I'll be there. Yeah, no, and Gary, I wasn't doing good last night, and I saw the stuff on Twitter with those guys going at each other, and there was a Memphis fan who really went, I thought, and I blocked him or unfriended him, whatever the hell you do. He really went over the top attacking a child, a kid or whatever, trying to play in the NBA, the G League, whatever. So I don't know, but it is.
Eastwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I swear to God, sometimes I think I'm speaking a different language than people on Twitter are actually hearing. I get a tweet from Brandon. Jesus Christ, people. Brandon tweets me, the odds for Lester to get to the league are way better than the odds were for Admiral. Admiral was the 251st ranked player in his high school class, according to 24/7. Thank you, Brandon. As somebody who covers college basketball for a living, you're telling me something I already know. You think I don't know where Admiral Schofield was ranked coming out of high school? That is also beside the point. Listen to me. I'm going to speak real slowly. Of course, somebody rated where Lester was coming out of high school is more likely to make it to the NBA than somebody who's rated 251st. That's not what I said. I said based on where Admiral Schofield is right now, a top 45 pick in the most recent NBA draft, it is unlikely for somebody who's a borderline top 60 prospect to ever be that. What is so hard to understand about that? I might take phone calls in the next segment just so I can argue with these people who are trying to act like I'm saying something that I'm not actually saying. Go ahead, Eastwood. I'm sorry.
I love you. So, you said, I swear to God, I never heard you say that, so that's cool.
I say it when I get frustrated.
I know, right? It's cool, man. I'll be talking to God all day long, and so it's okay. But, this stuff about, I don't know, I stayed away from it. And let me say this to you so that you know. There's only like 6 or 7 people that I tell them that I love, and you're one of them. And so my wife and my kids and yada, yada, yada. You know, when you get to the whatever you're chasing at the end of the day, and so you're one of my guys. So it's good. But that stuff with the Tennessee players, and I hated to see it happen. And then I hate to see Tiger fans go over the top and attack them personally. And all I can tell you is if y'all want to be in Knoxville that night for that game, I'll be there. I got tickets. Y'all want to buy me a dinner? You want to buy me a hot dog? You want to buy me a drink?
Heath Eastwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. If you want to get him.
I mean, Gary, at the end of the day, it's a game. It's a game. It's a game. And I believe in Penny. And you know, at the beginning, I really didn't believe in what they were doing. And now they got all this stuff going on with recruiting and players. And he played a lot of people in the Bahamas. And, you know, I talked to staff. And I'm glad if you're objective, it was like an AAU tournament. You don't know who's going to show up. Guys put on uniforms. Guys got off work. whatever. It was cool. It wasn't about them. It was about the Memphis basketball team and putting people out there. Let me say a couple things, and I know we got to go. DJ Jeffries, when he didn't make the McDonald's team, coaches started calling me, not me. They're like, Easty, the guy is like, this kid's a McDonald's game. I'm like, well, I'm not part of the McDonald's committee. Oh, because I'm removed from that scene, but Hurd, Norton Hurd, well, we hope he gets a Nike deal, you know. Norton was like, man, this kid is a dog. He's a dog. Now, a dog, when you represent it and explain it, means a guy just goes hard all the time. And so you got a dog in ball. You got DJ, who is way under representative in terms of his skill set. And then you got, they didn't play Precious. They didn't play Wiseman. I mean, so I'm excited. I had to take a step back. So I had to come on with you. We had to do what we do. But I had to take a step back. I'm like, I went out yesterday to the, I had a Memphis shirt on, you know, at your grocery store, and the guy's like, hey, Penny and them. I'm like, yeah, bro, it's on. You know, it's for real. So it's an exciting time. It's a good time for me. It's a good time for you. It's a good time, you know, and I'll back this up too. And somebody put on Twitter, oh, Easterwood complimented Jeff Calkins. Yeah, I did. I love Jeff Calkins. So I never would ever say anything negative about him. Is my mom love for him. And so, you know, don't know with that. I'd be like, oh, shit, here he go. So I stay out of that because I don't do that. But I will say this to the Twitter idiots out there. Man, I love me some Jeff Calkins. So y'all can go there. Y'all can go there. And look, while we in there, I miss Chris Vernon.
I miss Chris Vernon, too.
And Chris Vernon, Geary, what he does on Tuesday with Tony Allen, what he does, period. He brings his kids in. I mean, life is short, you know. But I look at Vernon. He got his kids doing Vinnie Verno. He's got this and that. Hey, Chris Vernon, I love you, man. I got your phone number. I know you. Hell, I can call you. But I'm just telling you right now, publicly, and you know this because you're on that station, and the Dan Barron, and y'all owe me some money, by the way, just to put it out there.
I got nothing okay to do with that.
Well, I'm just saying, Chris Vernon is the shit, man. And I'm medicated today. I got to go to the vet doctor in the morning. I ain't drinking or nothing. I ain't whatever, but I took this damn medication, got me all messed up. But Chris Vernon, that's my guy.
That's my guy, too. I talk to him every day. He's my guy,
I know
too.
You do. Y'all be drinking late at night. look, a guy said, oh, if you want to get over to Vernon or GP at night, call them late because they be drinking. So, yeah, I'll be texting you late at night. You know that. You're my guy. I love you.
I love
Geary.
Hey.
Geary. No, there's only six people in life. My son, my wife, Richard Cummings, Dover. Few people. I don't love a lot of people, man, but I will tell you that I love you, bro. You know what? When you live long enough, man, I cussed a guy last night at work, man. He's like, you can't talk to me like that. I said, bro, I just called you everything known to mankind. You better go do your job, okay?
That is Keith Easterwood. He's my local basketball expert. He's your local basketball expert. He knows Sam Sausage Head. That was some kind of performance, Easterwood.
Bennett.
Yes, sir.
You ain't no damn Brad. You ain't him.
Damn. That's not what you said off the air. You were being all nice earlier.
You can't say that right
now.
To
we
his
get
face.
On the radio. You got to do this. Come on.
Man, you be lying. I ain't kissing nobody's ass. What the hell wrong with you, man?
Hey, I love you, baby. Thank you for being here.
GP, it's every Tuesday, honest to God, it's humbling to be here with you. Thank you.
You're the best, baby. That's Keith Eastwood here on 92.9 FM ESPN. That was an all-timer there.
Yeah, I don't think I got all those.
Yeah, I don't know how you could have.
It was literally impossible.
I don't know how you could have caught all of the cuss words. If you didn't catch all of that live, you're going to want to check the podcast. I think it's bleep-free on the podcast.
Yes,
the legend, is. Keith Eastwood, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I prepared for four notable stories at 4:44, but you guys are fired up about this Lester Quinones, Admiral Schofield back and forth, and for whatever reason, still incapable of comprehending the point I'm actually making. So if you want to discuss it with me, I'm happy to hear from you. 535-3776. We'll do that next.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move is going to be made the first week of July. So from now until June 27th, you're still going to the current location. But starting July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them, 901-309-1333. If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the Xfinity best deal of the year on internet and TV.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
Oh, we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 5th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on internet and TV with the top four networks included for only $70 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. With 2 years of DVR service and 1 year of Showtime included. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New extra TV and Blast internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2 year agreement term and 1 year Showtime promo, regular rates apply.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Want to help your business connect with Mid-South sports fans? Then get in the game with 92.9 FM ESPN. We carry all the play-by-play action for the Memphis Grizzlies, the Tennessee Titans, the St. Louis Cardinals, the UT Vols, the Dallas Cowboys, and more. From pregame to postgame and all the action in between, we deliver the biggest audience of decision makers and spenders in the Mid-South. Help your business score this season and advertise with Memphis sports leaders. Call Amy Hughes today at 384-5900. 384-5900.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks Deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. Conveniently located on Poplar Avenue in Germantown, you can get a thorough and gentle car wash with exceptional customer service and be on with your day before you know it. Germantown Car Wash has got you covered from headlight to taillight to leave your car gleaming and your smile beaming. Don't miss out on this deal. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com. That's GetMyPerks.com.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Accord models. Named America's best midsize sedan by Car and Driver. Hurry into your local Honda dealer.
Experience the joy of a new Honda for yourself at your local Memphis area Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models. Car and Driver, January 2019.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keepers folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste.
So, we've been discussing the Lester Quinones tweet at Admiral Schofield last night after Admiral Schofield said we spanked Memphis last season. Lester Quinones jumps on Twitter, retweets it, and says, come to Knoxville for the game this year if the Go-Go's don't have a game that night. The Go-Go's, of course, are the G League affiliate of the Washington Wizards. In other words, Lester Quinones, in what was a far shots go, that's a pretty good one, is making fun of the fact that Admiral Schofield might be in the G League. In other words, he's making fun of where his career is at this moment. And while discussing it in a variety of ways, one of the things I pointed out is that it is, from a probabilities perspective, unlikely that someone rated where Lester Quinones is rated coming out of high school will have the career that Admiral Schofield had. Admiral Schofield was just a top 45 pick in the NBA draft. The odds of you becoming a top 45 pick in the NBA draft when you are a borderline top 60 prospect are not good. And yet somehow this has been deemed controversial. I got a tweet from Suave City. He said, GP, you said the likelihood of someone ranked outside of the top 45 in high school possibly won't have a chance to get drafted or have a career like Schofield, but Schofield did exactly what you said shouldn't happen. First off, that don't even make sense. But I think the point he's trying to make, I understand. The point he's making, Suave City, is Admiral Schofield was rated outside of the top 50 in high school, and he became a top 45 pick. Jesus Christ, I know. I'm not saying it's impossible. Nothing's impossible. But it is unlikely. You guys understand the difference between the words unlikely and impossible. I don't think it's impossible for a borderline top 60 prospect to be drafted in the top 45, but it is undeniably unlikely. Just for very surface level research, I went to the class of 2013 and I looked at the players ranked between 50th and 60th, which is what Lester Quinones was. Exactly one of the 10 were drafted in the top 45 in NBA draft. The rest of them were not. 9 out of 10 were not. I have no idea how anybody could take issue with this statement. It is unlikely, based on where Lester Quinones was ranked coming out of high school, that he will ever be a top 45 pick in the NBA draft. But if you got an issue with it and want to try to explain it, I'll listen to you. 535-3776. We'll start with Ray in East Memphis. Ray, it's Gary. How you doing?
GP, man, an honor to talk to you.
It's an honor to talk to you. Thank you.
I don't believe that. Hey, I don't have a problem with it. I get the unlikely, improbable thing. Listen, what I'm calling to say is it possible that he was just saying if the Go-Go's don't have a game, come to Knoxville and see this spanking that we're going to put on UT? Is that at all possible?
Oh, no, he was clearly taking a shot about, hey, if you don't have it, yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and if you wanted to try to defend it that way, you could. And let me be clear, he don't have to defend himself against anything. Like, he saw players goofing at his school's expense and decided to jump in. Fine with me. I'm just saying I don't think I would have done it, because you are goofing on somebody's career when it is statistically unlikely your career will be as good as his. That seems weird to me, but, you know, I'm also 42 years old and not 19 years old. If I were 19 years old, I'd probably be punching like crazy too. I get it. I just, again, my bottom line on it was making fun of somebody possibly being in the G League who was just a top 45 pick in the NBA draft, when you are unlikely to ever be a top 45 pick in an NBA draft, is just interesting. We'll leave it there. Let's go to Tim at Mark Tree. Tim, what's up?
What's up, GP? How you doing today?
I'm great. You okay?
Man, I can't complain. Another day in paradise. Man, I ain't got much to say about that other than, man, I don't know why people argue with you. You're normally right, all right?
So thank you.
I don't know why they want to they just need to just say okay and roll on with it.
Yeah, it's first off, I appreciate you saying that. And yeah, like, it's one thing, like, if we're arguing about what's better, the Popeye's chicken sandwich or the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, like, you reasonable people could disagree on that. But this isn't something you can actually disagree on if you don't twist my words and actually take them for what they are. All I'm saying is that somebody rated outside of the top 50 in their high school class is unlikely to ever be a top 45 pick in the NBA draft. If you are a four-star prospect, the odds of you being a top 45 pick in an NBA draft are not good. Doesn't mean it's impossible. It happens every year. Somebody does it. But is it likely? No, it's not likely. I don't know why that's difficult to understand. Brandon's in Cordova. Brandon, how are you?
What's up, guys?
I'm good.
Well,
you all right?
Yes. I was the one who tweeted you earlier about Schofield.
Yes. Okay. I didn't mean to yell at you on the radio.
I'm not here to complain about Schofield or anything like that, but the odds of Lester being an NBA draft pick are actually majorly higher. Sorry, I can't think of words that work right now. They're a lot higher than Schofield's chances were for Lester to be drafted.
Listen, I hear you, okay? But that's not the point I'm making. I'm not saying that somebody rated somebody rated in the top 60 isn't more likely to end up in the NBA than somebody rated in the 200s. Obviously, that's true. That's not the point. The point is, like, forget where Admiral Schofield was rated coming out of high school. Let's talk about what Admiral Schofield is right now. He's somebody who was an honorable mention All-American, first-team All-Conference, and top 45 pick in an NBA draft. If you are rated somewhere between 50 and 60, which is where Lester Quinones was rated coming out of high school, you are unlikely to ever be any of those things. That's my only point.
I got you. We'll go Tigers, and the Vols suck.
Okay, thanks, Brandon. Let's go to Tony out in Bartlett. Tony, what's up?
First of all, I want to thank Chief Easterwood for having the best 30 minutes in our radio. I love it.
He's a legend. And,
man, what you said. And, hey, Keith, what I told you, when I get to Chattanooga, we're going out to lunch. That's my boy. But as far as Lester Cajones, hey, he got a new name around here. He's the Cajono. Okay. All I know is this. When people talk that stuff, you got to talk it too. And then when you bag it up, slap them on the neck. Let him know what's up. And if Lester don't believe in himself, who going to believe in him? You know, when you talk stuff on the playground, you either come to play or you sit on the sideline. So, you know, if he's a go-go boy, call him what he is. He's a go-go.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tony. If he's a go-go, call him a go-go. Let's go to Hank in Horn Lake. Hank, what's up?
What's up, Gary?
Just trying to get through the day, baby. You all right?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got off work.
Dig that.
The thing with Lester right now, he doesn't have a leg to stand on. But Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield came in, what, like sub 150 out of high school?
Yes.
They made themselves into draft picks. He might not have to work as hard. Quiñones might not, but he's probably going to have to work to make himself a draft pick. There's, what is it, 2,000 that are eligible to be drafted? Only 60 get drafted each year?
Yeah, there are going
to
be 60 picks each year, and it's hard. Like, I know it's, you know, we sometimes talk about quote-unquote G League players or second-round picks like they're bums, but the truth is it is very hard to get picked in the top 45 in NBA draft. Lots of amazing players don't every single year.
Yeah. Have a good one, GP.
All right, brother, I'll see you. Let's go to Pooh. Pooh, what's up?
Pooh, what's up? I mean, GP, what's up, man?
What's up, baby?
Listen, man, first of all, I want to apologize to you. I was not arguing with you on Twitter. I was genuinely curious.
Okay.
And to the point that I was curious, it wasn't the draft stuff. That stuff is kind of a crapshoot because they draft off of potential all the time. So what I was actually curious about was, you know, with him being a top 60 or whatever recruit, did you think that he had a better or worse chance than Admiral Schofield at doing more of the college stuff, the honorable mention All-American, like as a senior, you know, the first team All-Conference as a junior or senior, those type of things as like a top 60 recruit? Because I thought that maybe, you know, a top 50, top 60 recruit, you know, as they get on later in their careers, those are the type of accomplishments that they get in, you know, senior and junior years. But, man, you my guy. You know, I wasn't trying to argue.
Now, baby, listen, we're all good. You don't never need to apologize to me. And I'll answer your question this way. I appreciate you calling. I'd say this. Of course it is possible that Lester Quiñones goes on to be first team all conference. By the way, it's easier to do in the AAC than the SEC, so there's that. There's not that many top 60 players in the AAC where there are a ton in the SEC. So do I think Lester Quiñones can ever be first team all AACC if he stays in school 4 years? Of course I do. In fact, if you told me right now he's going to play 4 years of college basketball, I would assume that at some point he is going to be first team all AAC. Do I think he could become an honorable mention All-American? Sure, why not? I'm not ruling that out. My only point was not about those things, because he wasn't making fun of Admiral Schofield being an All-American or first-team All-Conference. How would you make fun of that? What he was making fun of, what he was goofing on, is that, hey, we'd love to have you in Knoxville for this season's game, long as you don't have a G League game. And my only point, and I swear, it's my only point, is that when you are a borderline top 60 prospect coming out of high school, even if you think it is an embarrassment to be a, quote, G League player, the truth is you are not likely to become an NBA player. If you're a borderline top 60 player, or let's just say rated somewhere between 50 and 60, which is where Lester was rated. When you are rated there, the likelihood of you ever being a top 45 pick in an NBA draft, not good. Just not. So what you're doing is clowning on somebody who, from a probabilities perspective, has a better career. You're clowning on their career, and they have a better career than you will probably ever have. It doesn't mean that you won't spend 2 years of college and be a top 10 pick. Anything's on the table. I'm strictly talking from a probabilities perspective. The likelihood of you being rated between 50 and 60 coming out of high school and then becoming a top 45 pick in the NBA draft, not good. Most players don't. Some do. Most don't. That's all I said. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins about it next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There's a chance your local Geico agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What?
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local GEICO agents. Call or visit yours today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
The FedEx Employees Credit Association specializes in providing financial solutions for FedEx employees and their families. Join today and take advantage of this great opportunity to serve all of your financial needs. Please visit FECCA.com for more information.
Hello, listeners. This is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, I'm here to welcome you to exceptional service. The summer is on top of us and...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.